You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
If I really come back to what's been the biggest transformations in my life this last year, it really comes down to choosing mental mastery. That's what it really comes down to. That's how I've lost, how much have I lost now? 26 pounds, I think. So I've lost like 26 pounds, competed in a dance competition, been taking cold showers every day for, I've lost track, 8 months, 6 months, 8 months, something like that. Do an hour meditation every day at 4 a.m. All of it really comes down to choosing mental mastery. Here's what I do. So I do every morning, I do I pick a Joe Dispenza meditation, but there's none that I do anymore. The very minimum is 40 minute, but I don't hardly ever do that. It's usually an hour to an hour 15. I'm not doing the 75 hard. I've heard of it. I actually don't know the details of it. So I'm not doing that. But in the morning, so here's my morning. I wake up somewhere between 3:45 and 4:15, and I've bought several of Joe Dispenza's meditations. I typically do his Blessings of the Energy Center, which is about an hour 15, and so I do the hour 15, and it starts with you sitting up. And just Google Joe Dispenza website, and you'll find him, Kenny. He's got a bunch of them on there. Some of them you probably can't get, because since I've been through one of his retreats, it unlocks more. So there may be some things I do that you can't get, but you know, do what you can. And so the first probably hour is sitting up, and then the last maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes is laying down. So after the hour 15, you're going to crack up at this. I haven't said this publicly yet. I usually do two things. So after the meditation is done, it's been an hour 15. So now, you know, I started at usually about 4, so it's about 5:15. And so I unplug my headset, my headphones, and I do two things. One, I visualize something I'm wanting to happen. And then number two is I go through every rep and every exercise of the weightlifting routine I want to do. And this is an experiment. This is an experiment of, and I've, I know this sound, this will sound nuts to people. I know it'll sound nuts, and I'm right there with you. I am nuts. And so I haven't been to the gym in 4 weeks, but I'm actually gaining muscle. Like I'm gaining leg muscles from mentally doing squats. And I know this sounds ridiculous, and don't try it at home because it's probably not going to work. But it's just that's what I do. So I do my usually hour 15 meditation, and then I focus on what's something I want to see, what's something I want to experience, and then I run through. And let me tell you, it takes a lot of focus to do that, because I'm doing every single rep, every single exercise, and you know your mind will wander, and so you're like, ah, crap, I'm only on rep 3. So you come back, finish rep 4, rep 5, rep 6. So it's actually a pretty arduous thing, but that's what I do. And it's been pretty awesome. And I'm at my lowest weight, gaining muscle, strangely enough, and feeling great. Now I'll tell you why I started this, why I started doing the exercise thing. Is there were two studies done. So study number one is they took one group. They took a group of, or there's, I'm pretty sure there's three groups. I think there's a control group that didn't do anything. And then there's one group that they taught the basics of playing piano. And they had him practice on a piano every single day for like 20 minutes a day. And then this other group, they taught the basics of piano, but they told him to mentally practice. Okay. The ones that physically practice on the piano improve by 25%. The ones who mentally practice improve by 23%. And so that was study number one. The other study, which is crazy, and I don't remember the name of it, but they took these like 70-year-old guys, and I heard this from Joe Dispenza, so he probably can, he'll tell it much better than me, but they took these 70-year-old guys and they told them, they're like, all right, for the next week, we're going to put you in this house and we want to you to pretend like you're in college. And so like, you know, for like a week or maybe it was a little bit longer. I think it was only 5 or 7 days. And we're going to put you in this house and we want you to just pretend like you're in college. And, you know, these guys are kind of, you know, hunched over and not real fast moving. And we're like, we're going to put you with your buddies, not your family. It's just you and some buddies. Just be in this house. Just have fun. You know, act like you're. And so, you know, some of them went from, you know, borderline, you know, like using a cane to not using a cane. And then they ran all these tests before and after. And after, their height had improved, their body fat had improved, their metabolism had improved, their brain function had improved. Some of their fingers were longer. What? This is crazy. And so I thought, well, if that's true and that's, you know, been studied and that's proven, then why the hell can't I mentally work out? What the hell? And so so that's what I've been doing, right? That's just what I do. It's crazy. 28 to 24. I knew it was something like that. There you go, Kenny. Get those stats. So Janet, do I journal gratitude before meditating or after meditating? The reason that I do it at 4 a.m. is that's right on the last cusp of your melatonin levels. And so I stumble out of bed and, you know, I have to use the bathroom. I don't even splash my face. I don't take a drink of water. I want to be as close to asleep as possible when I start that meditation, because that it makes you more suggestible, and it makes you it calms your analytical your analytical mind isn't fighting you as much, okay? And so I've been able to calm that monkey mind, that mind chatter that I used to not be able to. So I purposely do not do anything of any kind of mental form. I don't check emails. I don't check social media. I don't post a picture. I just, you know, I wake up, I stumble, bathroom, meditation. And so that's what I do. And as far as journal gratitude, you know, I do different things. So some meditations you're expressing gratitude. I usually express gratitude mentally after my meditation. So usually what I would do. Mike, do I sweat? Well, I definitely sweat if I'm doing Blessings of the Energy Centers, because that is a very intense meditation. Very intense.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.